The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea. The West Live. Making news.
Joining me now is Sunrise correspondent Matt Tenney. G'day, mate.
G'day, mate. Happy hump day. Why isn't it, whenever I come in this studio, I turn into like a bull in a china shop. I'm just throwing my phone around.
Exactly. Oh. Exactly. Well, it's because you strolled in here ahead of time today, so you probably didn't know what to do with yourself.
For a change.
Yeah. Normally you puff from running up the stairs from the Channel 7 studio. And now, look, it's go west, young man.
Yes.
That's the motto here for Australians living on the East Coast.
Have you queued up the song, or is that too much in royalties for the budget?
Yeah, that's right. We can't afford that. The Pet Shop Boys go west, unfortunately. No, so you can sing it if you want.
Yeah, that's okay. How about you sing it as I read what's actually happening? So young families from over east are flooding into WA at the moment on the back of our COVID-free status with all of our freedoms. You know, they've probably seen the Mark McGowan video ripping off the mask and over they come. We've recorded now 3 quarters in a row of positive net migration from other states and territories. We haven't seen anything like this since the mining boom back in 2012. So, obviously, this is having a flow-on effect, of course, in terms of housing and all sorts of things. Our economy is going gangbusters. There's jobs over here. People from over east want those jobs. They can see how we're living over here compared to how they're living. So most of these young families are coming from New South Wales and Victoria, which is not surprising. The other demographic is sort of that 60-plus group. So people are coming here to raise their children, also coming here to live out their sunset years, maybe. Is that a nice way to put it?
Yeah, that's a nice way to put it.
They're not coming here to die, but they're coming here to enjoy themselves.
Well, that could be a new avenue for tourism. We've seen some countries.
WA, come here to die.
Yeah, exactly. Or you come here to live.
Yes, yeah. It's a great place to retire, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it is a wonderful
especially
time.
Now that the weather's finally turned on.
I don't want to jinx it, though, by saying the weather's turned around, because I just know we're going to be disappointed. But, yeah, I think it's pretty awesome to see all these people coming over. I don't know where they stay, though, because I assume that you'd rent first before you buy. And rentals, you know, it's hard to find a rental property at the moment.
Yeah, I mean, but the thing is, you've got to remember, a lot of the properties over east that they are potentially selling in order to come over here are worth a bomb.
More than
our houses are worth. So they come in here cashed up and buy up.
And they probably look at, you know, and if they come from, say, Sydney, where they might be used to like a ridiculously long commute, they would look at an Ellenbrook or some of these outlying suburbs and go, what, I only have to drive, it's only a 45-minute drive to work? That's nothing.
Exactly, when they're used to an hour and a half and, you know, sitting in traffic.
Yeah, and of course, our response to the pandemic here in WA is a big factor. It's a safe haven.